Bethlehem is made up of just under 52% women, according to 2019 census data. No matter how this year's elections go, at least four of the seven Bethlehem City Council members will be women. Here's Muhlenberg College political science professor Chris Borick.
For women engaging in politics at all levels right now, most of the indicators show that it's clearly moving upward. We're seeing a larger number both run and are successful at their runs.
Depending who wins what seat, as many as six of the seven council members could be women. Council member Grace Cramsey Smith is running for re-election. She says that's great for women, but not enough.
From the statistical standpoint, we are still really low in numbers as far as being really represented in politics.
Borick agrees. He says Pennsylvania is lagging behind most states when it comes to women in politics.
Almost every metric, Pennsylvania has been a slow changer, if you will, in terms of seeing women move to more prominent roles in elected office across all levels. We certainly see this at the state level.
Rachel Leone is also running for one of the four available council seats. WLVR asked her what she thought of the race being mostly women. She has a different perspective.
I kind of love that question because it usually never gets asked in reverse. Like if it were an all-male council, it wouldn't be like, how does it feel to be an all-male council? Mm-hmm. And it's by no means demonizing the question. It's just an interesting thing to observe.
Leone says for her, it's more about who's the best candidate than the gender of the candidate.
I'm glad that people are acknowledging it because it kind of shows that, hey, maybe there has been a bit of a gender dynamic that isn't either inclusive or isn't representative of the city. But I don't think it should be the focus of our run.
Councilwoman Smith says she thinks women make better leaders than men.
Being able to empathize, being able to communicate, being able to listen, being able to collaborate with others. And unfortunately, we are still in a point of time where males growing up are not socialized to do these things, to empathize, to collaborate, and to communicate. We're getting there, but we're still not there.
In addition to Smith and Leone, the race includes newcomers Hillary Kwiatek, Keira Wilhelm, as well as the lone male, incumbent Brian Callahan. The primary is set for May 18th, and because there are no Republicans running, the race will be determined in the primary. Only registered Democrats will be able to vote in the Bethlehem City Council race. Ben Stemrick, WLVR News.